From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Senators have reached a deal to cast their final vote on the historic health overhaul bill at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. NPR's Julie Rofner has more.
The Senate has been in session almost continuously this month. Republicans who oppose the health bill had threatened to run out the clock on the debate. That would have put the final vote well into the evening of Christmas Eve. But Democrats have now twice proved they have the votes they need to pass the bill over the unanimous disapproval of the Republicans. And now leaders from both parties have reached a compromise. The final health care vote will come Christmas Eve morning, followed by a vote to extend the government's borrowing authority for 2 months. After that, senators will be free to leave for the holidays. Julie Rofner, NPR News, Washington.
An American Airlines flight with more than 150 people on board overshot a runway last night while landing in Kingston, Jamaica. The plane was damaged and more than 40 people were hurt. Nobody was killed. The plane landed during a rainstorm after leaving Miami. From member station WLRN in Miami, Phil Latzman has more.
The Boeing 737-800, which had originated in Washington, D.C., overshot the runway at Kingston's Norman Manley Airport before coming to a halt at the edge of the sea with the nose of the plane just feet from the water. The injured were taken to local hospitals with broken bones, cuts, and bruises, and at least four were seriously hurt. According to an American Airlines spokesman, the plane's fuselage was cracked and its right engine broken off from the impact. Passengers say the plane ride from Miami was rainy and turbulent, and some describe Flight 331 as bouncing off the runway upon its arrival in Kingston. For NPR News, I'm Phil Lantzman in Miami.
A fast-moving storm is bringing snow to parts of the West and Midwest. As a result, holiday travelers can expect long delays and tough driving conditions. Brian Cordy is a forecaster with the National Weather Service.
This is going to bring widespread wintry weather to a good portion of the central U.S.
The storm is expected to drop more than a foot of snow on parts of Colorado and southern Utah by midday today. It will move into the Plains states through Christmas Day. Blizzard warnings are likely in Kansas. Yesterday, blustery weather snarled traffic in Arizona with blizzard-like conditions shutting down roads and causing a pileup involving 20 vehicles. And south of Phoenix, a dust storm set off a series of collisions that killed at least three people. Indian and Australian shares led Asian stock markets higher today. Financial markets in Japan were closed for the Emperor's birthday holiday. Oil prices rose to near $75 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for February delivery was up by 36 cents to $74.76 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is NPR News. One of China's most prominent dissidents went on trial today, accused of subversion for organizing a political petition. China's government has rejected calls by the U.S. and European Union to free the veteran rights activist. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Police, journalists, and foreign diplomats gathered outside a Beijing courthouse where former literature professor Liu Xiaobo went on trial a year after being detained for helping to organize the Charter 08. The charter calls for an end to one-party rule. Civil rights lawyer Teng Biao, who signed the charter, came to the courthouse. He said Liu's trial would not discourage other activists. As far as I and others I've spoken to are concerned, he said, we will not feel afraid or give up our work for democracy and human rights because of the arrest and sentencing of Liu Xiaobo. If convicted, Liu faces up to 15 years in prison. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Emotions were running high at a public hearing on a plan to bring alleged terrorists from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to a rural western Illinois prison. Governor Pat Quinn plans to sell the Thompson Correctional Center to the federal government to house detainees. More than 300 people filled a high school auditorium in the northwest Illinois community of Sterling for yesterday's hearing before a state legislative panel. Opponents groaned and hissed when the governor's chief operating officer, Jack Levin, testified that his boss would never do anything that puts people at risk. He also said the prison would be the most secure in the nation. And supporters say the prison would bring thousands of jobs to Illinois. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.